But first, the Archers.
Do you think I haven't tried? There's nothing.
Isn't there?
Not even at the canning factory.
Oh, you wouldn't want to work there.
It's not a question of what I want.
Putting dog meat in tins and you're a vegetarian.
Beggars can't be choosers. Anyway, they're laying people off, not taking them on. Same with Underwood. I even called the ice cream depot in Borchester. I thought surely they'd need more drivers in the summer.
No good?
Hundreds of other students have the same idea.
I tell you what. Why don't you have a word with Pat Archer?
Why?
Well, she's doing a lot of ice cream these days.
Dad, she's only employing Sharon part-time. She won't want anyone else.
Can you pass me one of them rubbish bags, please?
Where?
There, by the door.
Oh, right.
Oh, why do people always have to stick their empty crisp packets in their window boxes?
You've got to help me out, Dad.
Lucy, look, I told you. They're all the stuff I need at the moment.
I've got to earn some money somehow.
I can't afford to take on anyone else.
I was relying on you to give me a job.
Oh, sorry, love. I mean, helping out's one thing. Regular job's another.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, you can have any spare shifts if they go in, if anyone's off sick or on holiday.
I need more than that.
No, I don't know what to suggest.
Couldn't you lay someone off?
Like who?
Debbie.
What?
She's only been working here a few months.
I thought she was your friend.
She is.
Well, she won't be if you take a job.
She won't mind.
Of course she'll mind. I mean, she wouldn't be working here if she didn't want to.
But she doesn't need to.
What?
She's only doing it for fun. A bit of pin money. She's got parents who can support her.
You know I'd give you an allowance if I could afford it.
I'm not blaming you for that, Dad.
Aren't you?
But you could help me out.
I mean, I can't just give Debbie the boot.
She's only casual labour. She doesn't have a contract of employment.
Well, even so.
Besides, you don't have to sack her. Just lay her off for a few months. Till October.
But she's ever so popular with the customers.
You think I wouldn't be?
No, love, I didn't mean that.
I'm sure Debbie wouldn't mind. If you just explain the situation to her, that I really, really need the work.
I can't do it, Lucy.
Dad, don't let me down, please.
I can't just lay someone off for no reason.
You call this no reason? To help your own daughter stay at university?
Oh, Lucy.
Because that's what it amounts to, Dad. My next term's grant is hardly going to cover my overdraft, so unless I can earn a bit of money during the vacation... You don't want me to drop out, do you?
Yes, all right. You've made your point.
You'll talk to Debbie.
I'll think about it.
So, how many have accepted now?
Well, with these three, it's 37. Oh, no, 39.
Well done, Lizzie.
Could be better. I mean, we want to have at least 60 on the day. That's what I told the caterers, anyway.
Right, we better start ringing round then, hadn't we? And jolly up the lazy swine who haven't bothered to reply yet. Don't answer that, Lizzie.
What?
It's Mummy. I know it. I can feel it in my bones.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I knew she'd ring back.
Nigel, what time is it now in Barbados?
Oh.
When will your mother ever awake at 5:30 in the morning? Leigh Lockley Hall, good morning. Oh, Cindy, hi.
Cindy?
No, I haven't forgotten. 3:00 this afternoon by the lake. You know how to get there, do you? What? Yes, that's a thought. Well, I could drag Nigel along.
You'd drag him where?
He won't mind posing in a silly hat and waders.
I wouldn't mind what?
Yeah, I'll see you later then. Bye.
What have you volunteered me for now?
I need you to impersonate a fisherman.
Why?
Cindy's doing some photos of the lake and the riding course this afternoon. You know, to go in our folder for the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there aren't actually any punters fishing in Brian's Lake yet.
Aren't there?
No, he doesn't open for business till next month.
Oh.
So we need you to model for the photo.
But I'm hopeless at fly fishing. I'm always getting my hook caught in trees and people's hair and things.
Well, you only have to stand there holding a rod. You don't actually have to cast.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Kenton.
What are you doing here?
How's your mother, Nigel?
Don't ask.
What do you want?
Aren't you pleased to see me?
Not particularly. We're trying to do some work.
What's in the box? Ah, I come bearing gifts.
Oh, goody, I love presents.
Well, it's not actually a present. I mean, I'm not actually giving them away.
You're trying to sell something.
Hold on, let me finish.
I might have guessed.
I saw these at an auction and I thought to myself, they are the very thing to complete Nigel's collection.
My collection of what?
If he were here, I thought he'd snap them up himself. There. What do you think?
Oh, Kenton. Oh, they are wonderful.
Tin soldiers. Nigel's already got hundreds of tin soldiers.
Ah, but that's the point. You've got plenty of British soldiers, but the French ranks are a bit on the thin side, am I right?
Yes, but...
With what you've got already, you can't stage a decent battle. Waterloo would have been a walkover. Now here we have a full regiment of...
Sorry, Kenton.
What?
I'm not in the market for any more soldiers.
But these would complement the ones you've got.
I know, but I'm not going to buy them.
But I acquired them specially with you in mind.
Well, that was pretty silly of you.
You should have asked me.
Don't you want to build up the toy collection?
No.
Oh.
Apart from anything else, I can't afford to.
Oh.
I'll tell you what, though.
What?
Some of the Pargeta playthings are looking a little frayed round the edges.
Ah, you need someone to organise a bit of restoration.
Yes.
Say no more.
But I know you, Dad. You'll put off telling her.
No, I won't.
And the longer you put it off, the more difficult it'll be.
I know.
So, best take the bull by the horns.
All right, love, don't keep on at me. Pass me the rest of them tonics.
Anyway, shouldn't she be here by now?
Still 2 minutes to opening time.
Isn't she supposed to come early to help with the bottling up?
Huh? Oh, well, we'll take it in turns, her and Clary.
Morning.
Oh, Debbie, there you are.
Oh, not late, am I?
No, no.
Oh, that's a relief. How are you, Lucy? Fine, Blood. Don't let your dad take advantage of you.
What?
Well, you haven't been home 5 minutes and he's got you slaving behind the bar already.
Oh, no, he wasn't. I was just, well, you know.
We was just having a chat.
Anyway, I must be off. Bye-bye. See you.
Bye, Lucy.
Yeah, see you. Oh, I bet you're glad to have her home, aren't you, Sid?
Yes, I suppose so. Mind you, she's only here because she's broke.
Oh, I know the feeling.
You're going further round then?
Okay.
What's happening?
Oh, we're just taking some photographs.
What for?
Our promotional package, Low Loxley Hall.
I thought this lake was Brian Aldridge's doing.
Yeah, it is. But he's going to let our clients fish in it.
Oh. Funny, isn't it?
What?
When I went away to university, this lake didn't exist. Now I can't remember what was here before.
Dry land.
Hello, Nigel.
Hi.
Why are you wearing all that stuff?
I'm pretending to be a fisherman.
It doesn't look very inviting, does it, the water?
I wouldn't fancy swimming in it.
I thought it would be all limpid and sparkling.
That's what happens when you interfere with nature.
What?
Well, there's not meant to be a lake here, is there? It's artificial.
So what?
Well, there are probably all kinds of contaminants leaching in from the surrounding soil and the water's not getting enough oxygen.
Oh, you're the expert, are you?
I am studying environmental science.
Oh, look, isn't that Uncle Tom?
Anyway, I must be getting back.
Why don't we get him in the picture?
What, instead of me?
Well, he is a real fisherman, after all.
You mean I wasted a whole afternoon?
I'll see you around.
Oh, bye, Lucy.
Bye. Where do you put the rod?
It's down there.
Oh, go and get it, will you? Hello, Uncle Tom.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, Mr. Forrest.
You shouldn't be fishing here, you know.
No, we're not.
Well, I just seen you with your rod.
I was only pretending.
Those trout won't be up to size for another month.
We're just taking some photographs.
They survive another month.
Could we take some of you? Well, if Nigel gives you the rod, could you stand by the bank as if you're casting? Oh, what's that?
What?
Look! Look at the fish!
Oh dear, they look as if they're drowning.
Don't be silly, Nigel. Fish can't drown.
Oh, yes, they can.
They're gasping for air. Look at them.
Poor little beggars.
What's wrong with them?
Not enough oxygen in the water.
Is that why it's such a funny colour?
That green colour, yes. That's algal bloom. Looks like it's really taken hold, too.
Oh, no.
Young Debbie Tomier was worried. And she was right to be, too.
There just wasn't an opportunity.
I left you alone with her.
Yes, and 2 minutes later, Tom Forrest came in.
How long does it take to tell someone their services are no longer required?
More than 2 minutes.
Do you want me to speak to her?
No, Lucy, don't you dare. Healy, Kenton.
A tankard of your best foaming brew, please, landlord.
Hard you are.
How are you, Lucy?
Okay.
You don't know anyone who wants to buy a load of French soldiers, do you?
Oh, no, not again.
Well, if I don't find a buyer soon, Nelson is going to string me up by my big toe.
Ah, now I tell you, if you're interested in those, Nigel Pargeter is opening this toy museum. No.
I bought them specifically with him in mind. I thought they'd have him jumping up and down, clapping his little hands with glee.
Didn't you like them?
Oh, he loved them. Just didn't want to buy them. There you go, Sid.
Ah.
That's better.
But why is Nelson going to string you up?
Because, according to him, I have single-handedly ruined the company. Gabriel and Archer is heading down the tubes and it's all my fault.
What? Just because you bought a few tin soldiers?
Rather expensive tin soldiers.
Are they really worth a lot?
I did pay just a teensy bit over the odds for them.
Oh, dear.
As Nelson keeps reminding me...
Yeah, I can imagine.
My esteemed partner has a remarkably unforgiving streak. I don't know where he gets it from.
Evening, everyone. Oh, hi, Kenton. How are you?
Have been better. How about you?
Fine. Terrific.
Evening, Debbie.
Hi.
Kenton?
Hmm?
Would you mind coming down the other end of the bar?
What for?
I want a word.
It's Lucy.
And Dad's got some business to sort out with Debbie.
Up now.
Get it over with, Dad.
That sounds ominous.
Go on, Kenton.
Right. Talk to you later, Deb.
Yeah. Well?
Debbie... Oh, God, this is really embarrassing.
What is the matter?
I tried to tell you at lunchtime.
Tell me what?
Lucy's skint, you see. She needs a job and... Well, I feel obliged to give her one.
Oh. I see.
Do you?
You mean, so somebody's got to go?
Yes.
And it's a case of last in, first out?
Ever so sorry, Debbie.
No. It's all right, Sid.
Oh, I feel really bad about
it. No, Sid, no, you mustn't. I quite understand. Really, I do.
Come on, let's get outside.
Oh, heavens, what a row.
Oh, it's terrible, isn't it? The way it echoes around the church.
I couldn't hear myself think in there.
I somehow expected a specialist carpenter to have a lighter touch.
I think floorboards are floorboards, Robin, whether they're ancient oak or modern pine.
What is going on?
Oh, hello, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, fine. What's all the banging?
They're putting the floor back down on the bell tower.
Oh, I see.
Covering up the evidence.
Have you buried a body down there?
No. I meant the Saxon remains.
Oh, you should have thought of that, Robin.
What?
You could have put the Archdeacon under the floorboards. That would have concentrated his mind.
Don't tempt me, Sheila.
Why the Archdeacon?
I've been trying to persuade him to give us a retrospective grant for all the archaeological work.
And he's not being very receptive to the idea.
Oh, that's putting it mildly. However, he's agreed to see me tomorrow, so maybe he's with me.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you.
All prayers gratefully received.
Right. Well, anyway, I must be going. Oh, Debbie.
Hmm?
Kenton tells me you've lost your job.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's not important. I mean, I can understand Sid's position. He didn't have much choice, really. Anyway, good luck with the Archdeacon.
Thank you.
Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
I don't understand. Why isn't she working at the Bull anymore?
Apparently Lucy Perks wanted a vacation job and persuaded Sid to get rid of Debbie.
Oh, dear.
I don't think Lucy's the most popular person in Ambridge at the moment.
Well, perhaps we should bury her under the floorboards.
No, Robin.
Sheila! Shula!
And while we're at it, maybe Linda Snow?
Robin, stop it.
Ah, Shula, I'm so glad I've caught you. What is that dreadful noise?
They're relaying the floor in the church.
Well, can't they do it a bit more quietly?
Not really, no.
Now, Shula, can you let me have a catalogue?
What for?
The Dower House auction.
Oh, I'm afraid they're still being printed.
But the auction's on Friday.
They should be ready tomorrow. You can pick one up from Rodway and Watson.
Well, dear, have I got to go all the way into Bolchester?
I'll drop one in for you tomorrow night.
Oh, that will be most kind.
Linda, has Marjorie spoken to you about the fete?
Yes, she has.
Only you did such a splendid job of organising it last year.
And as I said to Marjorie, this year it is someone else's turn. Have you tried the WR?
I think Jill's far too busy, but you will lend a hand, Linda, won't you?
To be frank with you, Robin, it's far too soon after the garden's open day.
That's what everybody says.
Clary? Oh, Debbie! Sorry, I didn't hear you.
What are you doing sitting here?
I was just on my way to work. Thought I'd have a couple of minutes to myself.
Just you and Rock Rosine.
Yeah. Wow, reminds me, doesn't it?
Of France.
Of what life might have been like.
Hey, how are you getting on with the twinning?
Oh, that. Nobody's interested, are they? They all say they ain't got the time. Can't be bothered.
Oh. I thought it was a lovely idea.
Clary, don't be sad.
Can't help it.
What's the matter?
Nothing seems to be going right at the moment. I mean, it's terrible what Sid did to you.
Oh, you mustn't blame Sid.
Well, Lucy, then. I ain't never going to speak to her again.
Okay, you must. You've got to work with her.
Miserable little cat.
Oh, I expect she's cheered up a bit now, hasn't she? Now she's got what she wanted.
Made me feel really insecure.
What?
Well, I keep thinking if Sid can sack you just like that, he could do the same to me.
Oh,
and we couldn't manage if it wasn't for what I earned at the ball.
And Sid couldn't manage without you.
Won't be the same at all.
What do you mean?
I used to really look forward to going to work when it was you and me behind the bar.
So did I.
Yeah, we had some laughs, didn't we?
Yeah.
Remember French night?
Yeah, that was a hoot, wasn't it?
When Jean-Paul arrived.
Oh, yeah.
And we all thought he was going to be really offended.
He looked like he'd come to take revenge for Waterloo.
And then he pulled out this bottle and gave us all a drink. Oh. He's a pussycat, Jean-Paul, really. I can't understand why everyone's scared of him.
Well, he has got quite a fiery temper.
Yeah. Oh, now, that reminds me. Can I ask you something?
Of course.
You see, Jean-Paul wrote down the translation of this song for me. Now, hang on.
Where have I put the bit of paper? Is it Rock Voisin?
Pour toi. Do you know it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I can't quite understand what he's written.
Well,
oh, look, where's a bit of it?
Must have left the rest at home.
Never mind. Look, it's this bit here. Your mouth has fetched the colour.
Let's have a look. Ta bouche en a pris la couleur. Well, he's just translated it rather literally. It goes, tes yeux brillent comme le feu. Your eyes shine like fire. And your lips have, taken on the colour of the fire. You see?
Oh, right. I get it.
Hmm.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, they're nice words.
He's been ever so sweet to me, you know, Jean-Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you he's going to make me a special pudding tomorrow night?
Now that's something for you to look forward to, isn't it? Your night out at Grey Gables.
The only trouble is I got to go with Eddie.
Oh, I'm sure he'll behave himself.
Well, I bet. He's been practising his bad manners specially for the occasion.
He hasn't.
He has, hasn't he? I mean, how am I supposed to teach my boys nice manners when their dad eats butter off of his knife and wipes his nose on his sleeve?
The university have given us 3 months to pay the account, so that's one we don't have to worry about until October.
What about the carpenter?
Well, I think we can put him off until then, too. We can pay the whole lot in one go.
What with?
Don't despair, Robin. The Lord will provide.
Well, I suppose he might bless the Archdeacon with a sudden overwhelming feeling of generosity.
When are you seeing the Archdeacon?
10 o'clock tomorrow morning. But I have to be honest with you, I'm not very hopeful.
I've been trying to drum up interest in the fete.
So have I.
I'm afraid there's not a great deal of enthusiasm.
No, it looks like it's going to be a bit of a damp squib, doesn't it?
Plenty of time. People will rally round, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
What about this guidebook idea?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it has great potential. A guide to Ambridge in Saxon times.
It would mean so much work.
Well, you could have artists' impressions of what the village would have looked like in those days.
Well, I don't know any artists. Do you?
Well, I'm sure we could find someone.
Is it worth it, Marjorie? I can't imagine that we'd sell enough copies to make it worthwhile.
Robin, if you haven't got time to do it, I'd be only too willing.
Now, come on, Marjorie. Let's go to the ball.
What?
I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I've spent the whole day worrying about money. I can't stand another minute of it. Oh, no. Who on earth can that be?
Would you like me to answer it?
No, no, it's all right. I'll get it.
Good evening, Robin.
Linda, what can I do for you?
Might I come in for a moment?
Actually, I was just on my way out.
Oh, this won't take long. I've had the most marvellous idea. I'm sure it'll interest you. Oh,
come in. We're in the study.
We?
Marjorie and I were just finishing off some paperwork.
Oh, right.
Good evening, Linda.
Oh, good evening.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about this marvellous idea.
Well, I was looking at those splendid articles the newspapers did about the excavation.
Yes.
And if you recall, they produced a drawing.
A sort of artist's impression.
Exactly. And it suddenly occurred to me that we could use a similar technique and produce a booklet, Ambridge in the Time of the Saxons.
Yes.
And proceeds from the sale would help pay for all the work.
Hmm.
Well, you don't sound very enthusiastic.
We'd already thought of it, Linda.
Oh.
Actually, I'm going to do it.
You?
Marjorie did volunteer.
I see.
But if you're really keen to take on the job...
I'm really keen to take on the job.
We can't both do it.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really sure it will be enough of a money spinner to merit all the hard work.
It would be a labour of love, Robert.
Why don't you let me sleep on it? We'll talk about it tomorrow, eh?
Now that is there's nothing of him, then.
Who?
Mr. Fraser.
Oh, not a dicky bird.
He'd get a terrible shock, wouldn't he, if he'd come home on Friday and found the contents of his house being sold off.
It's not his house anymore, Clary. It belongs to his creditors.
Oh, yeah. You going to the auction, then?
I'll be there, yes.
Anything you fancy?
Oh, I shan't be buying. I'm helping to organise it. How about you? You going?
Me? Oh, no. I couldn't afford nothing there.
It's not all antiques, you know. There's lots of kitchen equipment. Bed linen, towels. There could be some real bargains.
Do they sell off his personal stuff? You know, like clothes and that.
Everything. Down to the last shoe tree and ball of string.
Hello, Sheila.
Hi, Robin.
What are you doing, propping up a bar?
I'm waiting for Mark. He's late as usual. Hello, Mrs. Antrobus.
Good evening.
Now, what's it to be?
I think a whiskey, please.
And I'll have a half, please, Claire.
Well, you are.
And what about you, Sheila? Can I get you a drink?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Where's Divvy tonight? What? What's the matter?
Haven't you heard?
What?
Lucy needed a job for the holiday, and Sid asked Debbie to leave.
Oh, dear.
Terrible, wasn't it? Oh. I didn't ought to have done, if you ask me. It's not fair. Not fair at all. Do you want a drop of water with that, Mrs. Antrobus?
All right. I want a word with you.
Hey, see what you're doing here?
You think I don't know what's going on?
What you on about?
You think I haven't got eyes in me yet?
Debbie, calm down.
You stay out of this. This is between me and my wife.
Then wouldn't it be better to discuss it quietly?
Oh, discuss it how I blooming well like.
What's the matter with you?
This. A filthy blooming poem from your fancy man.
Where'd you get that? You've been going through my things.
Yeah, lucky I did, innit?
You got no right.
No right. No right to know what your wife's getting up to behind me back.
Oh, you need your head examined.
I'm going to have that Frenchman's guts for garters.
Frenchman?
He means John Paul.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous? You listen to this. Your fingers running over my naked flesh.
It's a soul.
Your voice dying in a sigh.
Off me rough wedding cake.
And me trembling with pleasure.
Jean Paul translated it for me.
You think I was born yesterday?
You ask Debbie, she knows the song is called Portois.
Lewd. Lewd and filthy.
No, it's not. It's dead romantic.
And if you think you're going to Grey Gables tomorrow night.
We're both going for our special dinner.
Oh, no. You're staying home where you belong. And I'm going to tell that slimy frog what he can do with his special dinner. Come on, old girl. Come on, that's it.
Vicar, just get her into the corner there.
Oh, well, hold on, I'll get a bit of straw.
All right, old thing. I'll soon have you sorted out.
Is it going to take long?
Oh, an
hour. Oh, dear. I've got an appointment other side of Falfisham at 10 o'clock.
And I've got a meeting with the Archdeacon.
Oh, no.
I was supposed to be taking them... the morning off work.
Oh, never so sorry.
Oh, don't worry, Neil. By now, this sign is much more important than the Archdeacon. Can we get her right up against the wall?
I knew something was wrong. Shouldn't have like got down here this morning.
Oh, that's better. Now, we need to make sure she can't make any sudden movements. All right. Down you go.
Normally, they're all straight out the arc as soon as they hear breakfast coming.
Well, I'll just give her a local anaesthetic.
This one didn't show up. She was just lying there with this great lump like a football hanging out of her.
Haven't you had a prolapse happen before?
Oh, yeah. That's why I called you. Last time it happened, I didn't get the vet and I lost a lot.
Well, I reckon we should save these, all right.
Do you?
Yes. Now, what I'll do is shove it back in, then put in some stitches and hold everything inside until she's due to pig.
Uh-huh. What happens then?
When's she due? About 10 days?
Yeah.
Morning!
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, you got problems?
Yes.
Sir, we're prolapse.
Oh, dear.
I was just explaining to Neil. I'll get it back in, stitch her up, and give her some antibiotics.
What about the litter?
You'll need to keep a very close eye on her. And when she's near pigging, you just cut the stitches.
Right. And the piglets will be all right?
Oh, she'll be okay.
Wow, that's amazing.
You off at Dollar Tree, Mike, and I wonder if I could use your phone.
Well, I've got to nip over Grey Gables first for some eggs.
Easy, okay, easy.
Didn't you do the egg round last night?
Yeah, but I've had a complaint. Cracked eggs.
Really?
Yeah, I meant to ask you about it, actually. One or two people have said.
Well, it's probably just the way you're handling them.
I'm ever so careful.
Look, you reckon you could come over and check things out?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe this evening.
Yeah, Neil. Can you give me a hand here, please?
Yeah.
I think this one must have belonged to Mummy.
Do stop playing with the dolls.
It looks like it's been cruelly tortured and had pins stuck through its heart.
Nigel, will you please concentrate?
Sorry.
And what about films and videos? Are we going to offer the house as a location?
Oh, yes. It'd be marvellous for horror films. Nightmare at Lower Loxley.
More likely to be corporate and training videos. And possibly commercial.
Oh, but we don't need a film company to make that happen.
What?
Nightmare at Lower Loxley. No, we just wait till Mummy comes home.
Nigel, do shut up about your blessed mother.
Sorry. Sis, I can't help imagining what you'll say about all this.
So what are you saying? You don't want to offer the house for use as a film location?
Well, one of those nice E.M. Forster films would be all right. With Helena Bonham Carter strolling around with a parasol.
Lower Loxley Hall, good afternoon. Yes, he is. Who's calling? Oh, hold on one moment. I'll put you through. Guess who?
Oh, no.
All the way from Barbados.
Hello, Mummy. Who is what? Just now? Oh, that was the new secretary.
What?
Geraldine. She's awfully good.
Geraldine?
Have I recovered from what? Oh, Friday. Oh, you mean the pest control officer. Yes, it was quite a to-do. He had to, What? What do you mean a silly prank? No, I wasn't. I was perfectly sober. I hadn't touched a drop.
What did you know about me?
Shh. Sorry, what did you say, Mummy? Week after next. Oh, no, that's not a very good idea, really. It isn't. No, it's not that. It's just we've got, we're having this charity do. A great big... A polo match. Yes, a polo match.
She doesn't, does she?
Well, the house is going to be terribly overrun with people. A terrible scrum. In aid of... Oh, yes. Riding for the disabled.
Nigel.
No, they won't be coming. Neither will they. No, nobody you know at all. You wouldn't enjoy it, really, you wouldn't. I should keep well away if I were you.
Let me talk to her.
No. Sorry. Nothing, Mummy. Well, of course I do. It's just... No, really. Yes, all right. Bye-bye. She says she's flying home in about 10 days.
I don't think she believed the polo match either, did she, Nigel?
Well, I thought if I told her the place was being used for a charitable function... I forgot she knows everyone in the county who plays polo.
So, now, not only is she coming home, she's coming home for a polo match that isn't happening.
Yes.
And to meet a secretary called Geraldine who doesn't exist.
Ah, yes. Well, you see, I somehow never got round to telling her that you're working for me.
Are you ashamed of me?
No, Lizzie, of course not. It's just... Well, you're part of the whole corporate entertainment package.
Thanks a bunch.
Hello, Eddie. All alone?
It's a free country, isn't it?
Don't mind if I join you?
What for?
Well, there aren't any other free tables out here.
Suit yourself.
Right. What have you done to your hand?
Nothing.
But it's all bruised and swollen.
I shot it in a door, all right.
Oh, dear, that must have been painful. Now, over here, Caroline.
I mean, what's she doing here?
Well, having lunch with me.
Goodness, it's crowded here today, isn't it? Oh, good afternoon, Eddie.
Well, I've got to go.
Oh, please don't rush off on my account.
I've got to see someone.
How's the hand?
See, hi,
Eddie. Oh,
thank goodness he's gone. I've had enough of Eddie Grundy for one day.
Why? What's happened?
He came rampaging up to Grey Gables this morning, threatening to disembowel Jean-Paul. He's got this idea into his head, you see.
That Jean-Paul is having a fling with Clary?
You know.
I should think the whole village knows. He made a scene in here last night, in front of 20-odd people.
Anyway, Jean-Paul was in the garden having a quiet smoke when Eddie rushed up and threw a punch at him.
Oh, no.
It was all right, he missed. Jean-Paul ducked and Eddie smashed his fist into the wall.
Now, that's why his hand's all swollen.
Mm. Luckily, he caused himself so much pain he forgot all about Jean-Paul. We managed to throw him out.
So, you've had quite an exciting morning.
Oh, it'd be fun if it wasn't for poor Clary. She's mortified.
An occupational hazard, I should think, when you're married to Eddie.
Of course, he's cancelled their night out at Grey Gables. She's so disappointed.
I know the feeling.
What's the matter with you?
I went to see the Archdeacon this morning.
Oh, yes, of course you did. No joy?
No. I got the same old line. Hambridge was granted a faculty 2 years ago. The fine should have been reported and dealt with then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No ground can be made retrospectively.
Whatever happened to Christian charity?
I probably didn't help that I was 20 and smelt of pigs.
What?
I had an emergency with a sick sow just before I was due to see him.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do?
Got any brilliant ideas for making money?
I'll think about it.
Actually, one thing we might do is try and make something out of the actual remains.
What? Knick-knacks carved out of Saxon timber?
No. I meant, do a guidebook to try and illustrate what the village might have looked like in Saxon times.
Oh. Would you like me to help?
Now, the problem is, both Marjorie and Linda... You can draw, can't you?
A bit. I did some illustrations for the book Jennifer Aldrich did with John Tregarthen.
Of course. And seriously, would you be willing?
Robin, I'd love to help. Someone else will have to do the text, of course.
No, I'll do that myself.
Can you spare the time?
Oh, I'll find the time. One way or another.
It's a lot of work, isn't it?
Certainly is. I didn't realise when I took it on.
Not having second thoughts, are you?
Right?
Oh, no. I know it don't earn you much, the egg grain.
Well, it's fine as long as everything goes according to plan.
Well, there's been times, I can tell you, when pig prices have been really bad, I've been glad of what the eggs brought in.
But like this morning, I had to make that extra trip up Grey Gables. That meant I was late getting to Hollerton.
Yeah, and you haven't caught up with yourself all day. I know the feeling.
Grey Gables isn't the only complaint I've had.
Well, there's nothing wrong with their rations.
And why do they keep cracking?
You must be packing them wrong.
Well, it can't be. I'm handling them really, really careful. And then none of them crack when I put them in the trays.
You're putting them in the right way up, are you?
What do you mean, the right way up?
Ah.
What?
That might be the answer. You see, if you put them in the tray upside down, when you put another tray on top...
Upside down? What do you mean, upside down?
You should always pack them with a pointed end downward.
You're kidding me.
No. Opposite way to how you eat a boiled egg.
You what?
Well, you know, when you eat a boiled egg, you have it with a pointed end upwards.
No.
Don't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Betty boils the eggs in our eggs.
And then when you've finished eating it, you have to break the bottom so the witches can't use it as a boot.
Oh, hold on, Neil.
That's what my mum always used to say.
Ah, you're going to tell me they've got a right and a left-hand side next.
No, seriously. You've got to make sure they're the right way up in the tray.
Which is... Which way?
Pointed end down. Oh. They're big eggs, you see. Pointed end up, the minute you put the next tray on top, they'll crack.
Oh, that one's gorgeous. It's a bit tatty.
But she's got such a pretty face.
That's what matters with a doll, you know.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, and look at her lovely drawers and petticoats.
Yes, the underwear's in much better nick than the frock.
Satin's perished a bit, hasn't it?
Would it be worth having a new dress made for it?
No, honestly. Dolls are much more valuable if they've got their original clothes.
Mm. Even when they're as ragged as that?
Yeah. This one, well, if you display it with its skirt hitched up a bit, there, like that, you can hide the worst of the torn bit, I'm sure, if it's lovely undies.
And what about this one?
Oh, dear. She looks a bit sorry, doesn't she?
Mm. Nigel picked it up, and the arms and legs just fell off.
Oh, that can be repaired.
Can it?
The arms and legs are held on with elastic, you see. It's just disintegrated.
Mm.
It's a really easy job to replace it.
Will it be expensive?
I don't think so. I can easily find out for you.
Lizzie?
Oh, in here.
Lizzie, I've decided... Oh, hello, Caroline.
I've just been having a sneak preview of the toy collection.
Caroline's an expert on dolls.
Oh, hardly an expert. But I know someone who is very good. I'll give you her number if you like. She'll advise you on what's worth restoring and what's best left alone.
I thought the Kenton was supposed to be finding out about that.
Yes, but he hasn't, has he? We could wait till doomsday for Kenton to get his act together.
Well, you do what you think best.
You've got to take the decision. It's your money.
I'm going to Barbados.
What?
Oh, lucky old you.
No, it's not lucky old me.
You can't, Nigel. We've only got 2 weeks till the launch.
There won't be any launch if I don't sort Mummy out.
What? Nigel has neglected to tell his mother that he's using the ancestral home for commercial purposes.
I don't understand.
Have you ever met my mother?
Oh.
She's quite capable of wrecking everything.
How?
Oh, she'll find a way, believe me.
But she's bound to find out eventually.
Once I've got the thing up and running, it'll be all right.
But Nigel, you can't go to Barbados now.
I've got to stop her coming.
But we've got so much to do.
Well, you'll just have to manage without me for a few days. I'm going, and that's final.
Hi, Debbie. Cathy. Hold on, I'll get out. You practicing for the Olympics?
Yeah. Oh, it's time I stopped anyway. I'm starting to go winking.
Lovely to see you.
I only came by to drop this off.
Oh, what's that?
Your jacket? Oh, I wondered where he'd got to.
He left it at the ball.
You didn't have to bring it in especially. I wanted to talk to you, actually.
Oh,
would you like some coffee?
No, really, I can't stop. I'm supposed to be at work.
I just wanted to say how sorry I am.
Oh, what for?
Lucy?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Yes, but to elbow you out of your job like that.
Oh, I understand, honestly.
Well, it's more than I do. I was furious with Sid when he told me.
Oh, it wasn't Sid's fault.
Well, he let Lucy twist him round her little finger.
Oh, she needs to earn some money.
So, she should go out and find a job like every other student has to do. Not come whining home to Daddy.
Mm. Debbie, are you... Oh, hello.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, Kathy just came to drop my jacket off. I left it at the pub.
And to say how sorry I am.
I should think so.
Dad, it was nothing to do with Kathy.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm afraid I don't have any say in what goes on at the ball.
Well, neither does Sid, by the sound of things.
Dad.
Even a casual employee is entitled to a bit of notice.
I agree.
It's only for the sake of politeness and common decency.
Look, let's just forget about it, shall we? What's done is done. Dad, did you want me for something?
I want to talk to you.
Oh, why?
Well, if you can find half an hour to spare in your busy social calendar...
Dad,
we need to have a serious discussion about this riding course.
I'd better be going.
No, don't let me interrupt. Perhaps this afternoon.
Yes, okay.
2:00, in the office then.
Bye.
Sorry about that. He's in a bit of a bad mood.
It's okay.
It's nothing to do with you or Sid or anything.
Isn't it?
No, it's... Well, he spent thousands on, the diversification projects.
The riding course?
No, which isn't proving very popular.
Oh, isn't it?
No. And now he's got problems with the fishing lake.
Oh, dear. What's wrong with that?
Oh, you should ask Lucy. She knows all about it.
Oh, no. What's she done now?
Oh, no, it's not her fault.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
She just understands all about algae.
Oh.
And that's what's wrong with the lake. A sudden build-up of algae.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, unfortunately, it happened when Dad was away. And I think he holds me personally responsible.
So, nepotism rules okay?
Don't you start on me, Tony. My kid needed to earn some money, that's all. I mean, you'd give your John a job, wouldn't you? If you asked.
John didn't want to work for me.
Did he?
Nah. Decided I'm not high-tech enough for him. Gonna work at home farm.
Is he?
Yeah, that's why I've had to take on Barry Simmons.
I don't believe it. Haven't you got any work to do?
You talking to me?
Afternoon, David.
Hi, Sid. Have a pipe, please.
Coming up.
Strolling around this morning, delivering ice cream, propping up the bar at lunchtime.
As no one ever told you, David, the art of good management is delegation.
Oh, so you've delegated all the work to Pat, have you?
I was just telling Sid. My new man started this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Barry. What's his name?
Simmons.
Yeah, good, is he?
Magic. Really first rate.
David.
And I've got John home.
I thought you said he was working for Mr. Aldridge.
Not till next week.
You want topping up, Tony?
Oh, thanks. Put another half in there, Sid.
Aren't you up?
So I sent John out to give Barry a lesson in how to hand weed the leeks. It's a job I loathe. I really hate it.
So the peasants are toiling in the midday sun.
No wonder your John don't want to work for you.
While you lounge around in the pub.
Like I said, delegation.
I don't know why you don't go the whole hog. Fly off to Barbados like Nigel Pargeter.
Barbados, eh? Very nice.
All right for some, isn't it?
It's £1.98, please.
Right.
Actually, to be fair, he hasn't gone for a holiday.
Huh? What else did he do in Barbados?
No, his mother's out there. He's trying to stop her coming home. Oh, hi, there you are.
I'm hot. Hello, Tawny.
Hi.
Have an orange juice and soda, please, Sid.
Come and sit down.
I'll bring it over.
Oh, thanks, Sid. You coming over, Tony?
Oh, yeah, right.
Anyway, how'd you get on?
Don't ask.
Wasn't he interested?
Terry Hodge is a real male chauvinist pig.
Terry Hodge? I could have told you that.
He was quite interested, till he asked who was organising it and I said me. And he said, a slip of a girl like you, what do you know about cattle feed?
You think that's funny, do you?
Well, it's only to be expected from Terry Hodge.
Mm. And what about you then, Tony? Can we count you in?
Well, I'm not sure. My feed has to be organic.
Not all of it.
No, but I'm only allowed 20% of non-organic feed.
Yeah, so join Ruth's Co-op and you get a major reduction on 1/5 of your feed bill.
A few months ago, you were begging me to let you manage the course.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
So how many subscribers have we got now?
Six.
At £200 a year each.
Yeah, plus the group membership for Lower Loxley.
So, total income to date, £2,200?
Yes.
And total expenditure to date? And construction costs are well in excess of £10,000 already, and the course isn't even finished yet.
You didn't expect to recoup it all in the first year, did you?
And then there's all the advertising, the leaflets, and the armbands, maintenance, the cost of your time.
Well, at least you get me cheap.
Not to mention the profit I'd have made on that land if I hadn't taken it out of cultivation.
It's only a few acres.
80 acres.
And you're getting the set-aside compensation for it.
£60 an acre, big deal.
Well, it brings the total income figure up a bit, doesn't it?
I'd have got that anyway if I just left the land fallow.
Right.
So, can you suggest why the whole thing has been such an abject failure?
Oh, Dad, don't exaggerate.
Well, what would you call it?
Okay, it's got off to a slow start.
6 subscribers.
But we have only been open 3 months.
Are there any inquiries in the pipeline?
A few.
How many is a few?
The thing is, a lot of people are interested till they find out they have to take out a year's subscription.
You mean they'd come as a one-off?
Yes, if they could just pay a tenner on the gate.
Then that would involve having someone on the gate to collect the tenners.
Yes.
Well, since you're currently unemployed...
Oh, Dad!
You've got something better to do with your time, have you?
There must be an alternative.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. But other riding courses seem to be doing all right.
Perhaps there are just too many.
Look, I'm going to have to do some serious research into this.
What sort of research?
Visit other riding centres. Mm. Check out their facilities. I need to find out what they're doing that we're not.
She promised me faithfully she'd be back.
Well, did she know I wanted to use her car?
I told her. Said you were going late night shopping and she must have the car back here by 5 at the latest.
Well, if she doesn't show up soon, there'll be no point in my going.
Sorry, love.
But why does she have to use the car all the time anyway? What's wrong with her moped?
I guess someone else always puts petrol in the car.
Mm.
And the roadie, she has to buy it herself.
I went to see Debbie this morning.
Did you?
Just to take back that jacket she left.
How is she?
She's fine.
Never going to speak to me again, I dare say.
Mm, she doesn't blame you at all. In fact, she was really nice about the whole business.
Well, the name's mud with the rest of the village, I can tell you.
Why?
Every other person who comes into the bar is, where's Debbie tonight? Where's my favourite barmaid? And when I explain... As for Clary, she's wandering around with a face as long as a fiddle.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Didn't realise she was so fond of Debbie.
No. I think Clary's got problems at home.
Oh. So what's new?
No, I mean real problems. Did I tell you Eddie threw a punch at Jean-Paul yesterday?
No.
Yes. Seems to have got it into his head that Jean-Paul was chatting up Clary.
Oh, yes, he was shouting his mouth off about that in the air the other night.
Oh, did you have to throw him out?
No, everybody was laughing so much he went of his own accord. Even Lucy managed to crack a faint smile.
Oh, don't let it get you down.
Can't help it.
Where's she gone anyway?
I don't know. Is it some friend or other?
Well, she didn't tell you.
No, she don't tell me anything, does she? I hardly see her except when she's working behind the bar.
She does seem to be out rather a lot.
I said to her, I thought we might go somewhere on Sunday. You know, out for a meal or a picnic or something.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Oh, yes, but she's got other plans.
Oh, dear.
So I said, OK, how about one day next week? She's got other plans for next week as well. Honestly, she treats this place like an hotel.
I think that's what teenagers do, Sid.
I think she's not a teenager anymore. She's 20, isn't she?
I know.
Not that you'd notice. Still behaves like a kid.
Yeah, well, don't blame yourself.
Who else is it to blame?
Afternoon, Brian.
What are you doing here?
Just taking a stroll.
It's all right for some.
I thought you were on holiday.
We stayed a couple of days with friends in Yorkshire, that's all.
Very nice.
Hey, have you talked to Brian about your scheme?
What scheme?
You know, for buying cattle feed.
Oh, yes.
The chap from Genus phoned. I met him at the Royal. He can't come and see us until September, but he's promised to meet anyone interested then.
What do you reckon?
Well, I might be interested, for the deer nuts.
Good, I'll keep you in touch then. What are you doing with the lake, Brian? What's the fountain for?
We got an attack of algal bloom.
Sounds nasty. Is that why the water's so cloudy?
Yes.
What's caused it?
Well, I had the guy from the National Rivers Authority along. Says I might have been overfeeding the fish.
Oh, I see.
But it could be the fertilizer washed in from the surrounding fields. Or it could just be the weather.
So why the irrigation pump?
Well, the algae uses up all the oxygen, you see. Makes life pretty uncomfortable for the fish. And spraying water in the air reoxygenates it.
The disgusting colour.
A pool of scummy gunk that the sewage farm rejected.
What?
Your sister Elizabeth's description.
What's it got to do with her?
Well, she commissioned some publicity photographs of the lake, and apparently they didn't turn out too well. I've just had her bawling down the phone at me.
Poor Elizabeth.
As if it's my fault.
What do you mean, poor Elizabeth?
What about my poor fish?
She's got such a lot on the plate at the moment, with Nigel rushing off to Barbados like that.
Leaving her in charge?
Leaving her to court all on her own.
Oh, she'll be in her element.
Throwing her weight around.
Yeah. All that responsibility and no one to turn to when things go wrong.
I don't know why you're defending her.
I feel sorry for her.
Well, she doesn't deserve it. Let's face it, love, she's been pretty unpleasant to you lately, hasn't she?
Friday is not good enough. In fact, Friday is completely useless. We've got to have delivery by Tuesday the 28th or not at all.
Morning.
Shh. Sorry.
No, you cannot speak to Mr. Partiter. Mr. Partiter is out of the country.
Do you want me to do my Nigel impression?
Shut up.
Only trying to help?
Listen, Mr. Grimstead, the holiday plans of your workforce are none of my concern. If you don't want the business, tell me now and I'll find someone who does. Yes. Yes, afternoon delivery will be fine. And could you confirm that in writing, please? Thank you. And good morning to you, Mr. Grinstead.
Oh, my goodness. You can be very forceful when you choose, can't you?
You're never going to believe this, Kenton.
Try me.
That man is supposed to be supplying us with these glossy folders. You know, the things we put all the bumps in for the delegates at the opening. And it is actually printed on the front of them, 30th of July, 1992. He wanted to know if he could put off delivery until the 31st.
You're kidding.
Staff holidays, you see.
Ah, well, staff holidays.
People wonder why British industry can't compete. Anyway, what do you want? I'm busy.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I'd love a cup of coffee.
Kenton, I haven't got time.
Okay. I just came to tell you about the Dolls Hospital.
Oh, what about it?
Well, I've been beavering away on your behalf, finding out all about antique toys.
Really?
Now, the bad news is that restoration can be quite horrendously expensive.
Well, Nigel can't afford to spend
money. Hold on. The good news is you're probably better off not restoring them anyway. Did you know that a doll in its original frock, no matter how tatty, is much more valuable?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Caroline told me.
Caroline Bunn?
Yes. She knows quite a lot about old dolls. She's given me the name of an expert who's going to value them for us.
But Nigel promised me I could handle the restoration work.
Well, you should have been a bit quicker off the mark, shouldn't you?
Oh, come on. I've spent the best part of this week doing research.
You mean you read a book?
I mean I've been running up a huge phone bill talking to experts and restorers.
Too bad.
Have you actually made an appointment with this person of Caroline's?
Well, not yet.
Well, I have.
What?
Made an appointment. With the Dolls Hospital.
When for?
Next week. In fact, I came over this morning specially to pick them up. The dolls.
I thought you said it was better not to have them restored.
Well, they need to be assessed by an expert. And now, is there something I can pack them into? A suitcase, for instance?
Well, hold on a minute, Kenton. I'm not sure
about
this.
You want them back in time for your open day, don't you? Now, where does Nigel keep his suitcases?
Lot 47. Mahogany tripod table with pie crust edging. Late 18th century. Oh, Shula, really?
Don't blame me. What's wrong with that?
I thought you were the genius behind this catalogue.
I only did the basic inventory. You know, gave everything lot numbers.
You're not responsible for the purple prose.
I called that an occasional table.
Well, who did the descriptions, then?
Our valuer.
Well, tell him he needs his eyes testing.
Why do you say that?
Well, I suppose the table itself might possibly be 18th century. The pie crust edging certainly isn't.
Oh, dear. You mean it's been stuck on later?
Precisely.
Oh, yes. Now you've told me. I can see the join. Still a pretty table, though, isn't it?
Well, if you like it, Ruth, you'll buy it. It'll go for a song.
No, it wouldn't last 5 minutes in our house. What about the dining chairs?
What does the catalogue say?
Set of six Regency-style mahogany dining chairs.
Ah, your esteemed valuer got it right this time.
And two matching carvers. They are reproduction, then.
Like most things in this house, I'm afraid, Shula. An awful lot of it is fake. A metaphor for the man himself, wouldn't you say?
The Cameron.
Looked all right from a distance, but doesn't bear close inspection.
Hello. Who's
Sure. Didn't expect to see you here.
I might say the same about you.
I think most of the village has come. There's Mrs. Snell over there, look. And Mrs. Antrobus.
I even saw Joe Grundy poking about out in the garage.
No.
You haven't spotted my partner anywhere, have you?
Kenton? No.
I wonder what's keeping him.
Have you seen anything you fancy?
I wouldn't mind that pair of vases. They're beautiful, aren't they?
I hope you're not going to bid against me.
Oh, so it's not all reproduction rubbish.
Well, there are one or two pieces to learn.
No, I won't be bidding. I only came out of curiosity, actually. You know, see how the other half lives.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
What?
About taking up a life of crime.
Shula! Excuse me. Shula!
Oh, hello, Kenton.
Where on earth have you been?
I got tied up with Elizabeth.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Ah, come for the auction.
Hi, Osha. Hi, Ruth.
Hi. Hello.
My goodness. Well, the vultures have really gathered in force, haven't they? I think it's time we were taking our places. They've come to pick over what's left of the body.
I'll lead the way, shall I?
Come on, Osha. Let's find a bargain.
I'll be so lucky.
Look, Shula, I don't think I'm going to stay for the auction after all.
Oh, why not? Nothing here to interest you?
It's just so crowded. I'm feeling the heat a bit.
Well, I'm afraid we didn't get round to furnishing the nursery. No bargains to be had in baby grows or fluffy toys.
Elizabeth, stop it!
Well, Molly, what do you reckon I should do, eh? What does your little piggy brain advise?
Are you all right, Ruth?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What are you doing here?
I was just having a chat with Molly.
You're as bad as Phil with that pig.
I know.
Didn't you go to the auction?
No, I...
What?
I had a look round, but it was a bit crowded and there wasn't anything I wanted to buy.
You weren't going to buy anything anyway, were you?
No, but... Elizabeth was there.
Was she?
Yeah. We were all pretty amazed to see her.
I would have thought the Dyer House was the last place on earth she'd want to be.
Oh, she does seem to enjoy rubbing salt in the wound, doesn't she?
I will never understand that child.
She can't seem to... Oh, well, never mind.
No. Go on, dear.
I mean, I know it wasn't the most brilliant timing in the world, me falling pregnant when I did.
It was perfect timing.
I mean, from Elizabeth's point of view, just after she'd had her abortion.
That was her decision.
Well, she must feel. Well, I don't know what she feels, but...
What has she been saying to you?
Oh, nothing too dreadful. Perhaps I'm just being oversensitive.
I'm sure you're not.
But you can't even pass the time of day without some dig, some snide remark.
Oh, Ruth.
We can't have a civil conversation anymore.
Right. I'm going to have a serious talk with that young lady.
No, Jill, honestly.
I've been very patient with her, Ruth, but I will not stand for her upsetting you.
Let me talk to her.
I'll do it.
No, honestly, Jill, I'd rather do it myself.
What on earth did you buy that for?
I may not be much of a cook, but at least I'll be able to make a first-rate cup of coffee.
You make great coffee anyway.
Well, now she'll be able to make great Italian coffee. Exactly. I couldn't resist it. I mean, £10. Do you know how much espresso machines cost new?
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know, quite.
Well, I'd never fit in that tiny kitchen at the flat.
Well, I'll just have to move then, won't I? How would you like to buy a period country residence, recently come unexpectedly onto the market with full vacant possession and several farms?
I don't think I can quite afford to buy the estate, Shula.
Oh, shame. Seriously, though, I've been thinking for some time that I'd like to move to Ambridge.
Really?
Well, I seem to spend all my free time in the village. Most of my friends live here.
Oh, what about me?
Apart from you, Kenton. Are you thinking of buying somewhere? I'd like to. But it would have to be very cheap.
How cheap?
Within the means of a very impecunious solicitor.
Come along, Kenton. We haven't got time to stand around gossiping. Let's get the van loaded.
I thought you weren't going to buy much, Nelson.
Oh, did I say that?
You said it was a lot of dross that you wouldn't touch with a barge pole.
Shula, dear, there was a lot of dross. But in amongst it, a few pearls.
A few? It's going to take us more than one trip in the van.
You did well with that bureau bookcase. I thought it would fetch twice as much.
A little on the large side for most people. You have to have high ceilings for a piece of furniture like that.
How are we going to get it into the shop?
In bits, dear boy. We take the bookcase off the top of the bureau.
We can't display it like that.
No need to display it. I have a purchaser already lined up.
Really? Oh.
Never you mind. Tell me, Shula, how do you think the day went?
Very well. I think we took several thousand more than anticipated.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. A small crumb of comfort for Cameron Fraser's creditors.
And when's the estate going under the hammer?
Oh, who knows? Hey, Usher, since you're here, how about coming back for supper?
Oh, what
very nice of you.
What about the espresso machine?
Could I ask you the most enormous favour?
You want us to take it back to Borchester, madame.
Would you mind?
Not at all.
As long as you remember, one good turn deserves another.
What?
I might one day find myself in urgent need of a solicitor.
It was awful.
What did you expect?
I wish I hadn't gone.
Why did you go?
I didn't mean to. I told myself I wasn't going. But as the time got nearer, I just felt I wanted a small memento.
You wanted to buy something?
Well, I just thought maybe... There was a little pair of embroidered cushions.
But you didn't?
No. I left after about half an hour.
And you went back to work?
Yes.
Quite right, too. Nigel's relying on you while he's away.
I know. Don't worry, Mum. Things are ticking over nicely at Lower Loxley.
Good.
It was when I saw Cameron's personal things going under the hammer. His dress watch, his cufflinks, even the pair of tortoiseshell-backed hairbrushes that I gave him for his birthday.
Oh, darling.
I couldn't stand it. That's when I left. And I'm glad I didn't buy anything.
I don't think it would have been a very wise move.
No. I don't know why. Why should I think I need reminding? Hello? Hello, Ruth.
I'm just going to put this bread to proof, Ruth. I won't be a minute.
Are you going somewhere?
No. It's just, I think Ruth wants a chat with you.
You two have been discussing me, have you?
Not exactly.
Yes, we have. I'm not surprised.
I'll leave you two alone.
Oh, no, Mum, don't go.
But Ruth wants a private talk.
I want you to hear this as well, okay? Look, Ruth. I'm sorry. I can imagine what you want to say to me, and I deserve every word of it.
I wasn't going to have a go at you, Elizabeth.
Well, you should. I've been behaving like a spoilt brat, haven't I?
Yes, darling.
Well, you haven't been exactly friendly. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, really, I am.
I believe you.
I suppose... Well, I've got used to being the centre of attention, and suddenly the focus shifted, suddenly it was you. I was jealous, I suppose.
I said to you, I knew it was pretty bad timing.
It was perfect timing.
That's just what I said.
It's marvellous that you're having a baby.
Do you think so?
Of course I do. It's brilliant. I can't wait to be an auntie.
Was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited by Vanessa Whitburn and directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Joanna Toy.